Allez, Yeshua, Chelek Beis Tav Tzadi, Paragraph Beis, Shai Roi Kelihu Bemes Sugyama Foreshes Beshabbos Tav Lamed Aleph. This notion that we've been dealing with, that Yeroi is a Kli, is really an explicit Sugya there. Omar Yish Lakish, Mai Dichsiv this Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Vaya Emunas Itecha, Choysin Yeshoyis Chochmas Vedas Vegoymer, we dash in this followed. Emunas the Seder Zeroim refers to Seder Zeroim, and the Rishon explain why that's associated with Emunah. Person has to have Emunah in order to sow. Itecha, your times, the Seder Moed refers to certain Moedim that come at particular times of the year. Choisin, the Seder Nashim, Choisin, strength, refers to Seder Nashim. And again, the Rishon explain what the connection is. Yeshuois in the Pasuk, the Seder Nezikin. Chochmas, ze seder kodoshim, vedas, ze seder tahoris. So the Pasuk alludes to these shisha seder mishnah. Va'afilu hachi, but the Pasuk in Yeshayahu concludes, after it says, emunas, itecha, choisin, yeshuois, chochmas, vedas, it concludes, yiras Hashem yoytzo. So even after this, even after the entire mishnah, yiras Hashem hi oytzaroi. It's not sufficient to know. One has to achieve yiras shamayim. Omarova. בשעה שמכניסים אדם לדין אומרים לו. The person is told, נסעת ונסעת באמונה. Notice אמונה. So that corresponds to the pasuk אמונס. Over there. So first of all, did you deal faithfully in your business dealing? Then קובעת עיתים לתורה. עיתים corresponds to עיתך in the pasuk. Did you set aside time for תורה? Osakta bifriya urviya. Were you involved? Did you get married and have children? That, of course, refers to choisin, which is seder nashim. Tzipisa la yeshua. That refers to, in the pasuk, yeshuais. Did you look forward? Did you anticipate? Did you wait for the yeshua? Pilpalta bechokhma. That refers to the word chokhmas in the pasuk. And then finally, hevanta davar mitoch davar. Refers to das above. Va'afilu hachi. But even if the individual answers yes to every single one of these questions, it's not enough. Yiras Hashem Yetzeroi, if he can fulfill the rest of the pasuk, Yiras Hashem Yetzeroi, good. Eloi. Otherwise, it's not good enough. Mashal le'adam shema lishluchoi. Ha'ale likor chitin aliyah. Chazal compare it over here to a person who tells his assistant, take this kor chitin, it's a large volume of chitin, to the storeroom upstairs there, the attic. Halach ve'elaloi. And the person does it. It's quite a job to take a koir chitin all the way up to the aliyah. And then after the job is done, the Baal HaBayis says, Omali, iravta li bahen kav chumtin? Did you remember to put in a kav chumtin? Rashi explains, eretz melecha, it's like salty sand. Shameres asperus metle, you spread it in the among the chitin in order to preserve them, to make sure that they don't go rotten. Omali lav. So the shalech says, no. Omale mutav shelo helisa. Better that you hadn't done it, because it's just going to rot. Me'ukimta shel Reish Lakish ba'pasuk anu lomdim, ki ha'oitzar lechol yediyas ha'shas tzichal yosei ira. What Reish Lakish is teaching is that the oitzar, that storeroom, that kli for the yediyah of the shisha sedei mishnah that preceded, is ira. Hi ha'kli shamesugal lechil eskol yediyos b'torah shadam ochesh latzmoy. Yira is that kli, which is capable of containing all the knowledge of Torah that a person acquires for himself. It's quite clear. V'chach mifrashim chazal ois inyan b'shmo yisrael b'perek lamed. Chazal explained it elsewhere in that midrash. David amar, yira az Hashem tehira oimedes lo'ad. It's a pasuk in Tehilim. Yira Hashem is tehira and endures. Ma'u kach, what is the meaning? Ata mitzah adam sheine midrash halachois v'agadois. You can find a person who's a sheine, he knows midrash and halachois agadois. Vim ein beado yiras chait ein beado kelum. If he has no yiras chait, he has nothing. These are words of Chazal. Ein beado kelum. It's like the tevua that rotted. Mashal adam shama lechaveroi. Here they compare to a person who says to his fellow, Yesh li elef midos shel tevua. I have 1,000 measures of grain. Yesh li elef midos shel shemen. 1,000 measures of oil. Elef shel yain. 1,000 measures of wine. Seems to be very wealthy. Omar lechaveroi, yesh lecha apoiti kaois litenot zambayim. Do you have the containers? Do you have the amphorae to place these things in? Im yesh lecha ken hakol shecha. If you have the containers, en achenami, it's all yours. Im lav en betcha klum. Otherwise, it's all luftgeschäft. It's all in the air. What do you mean you have? Kach, sheinei hakol, a person who's sheinei hakol. He's learnt it all. If you have your aschet, it's all yours. You have the container. Shneema, the same pasuk in Yeshayahu. V'haya emunas itecha. All of that pasuk, which ends yiras Hashem hi oitzaroi. You have to have the oitzah to contain it all. Lechach neema yiras Hashem tira. Mamash, the same point. Ha'avana ha'mitvasef eslanim v'mar chazal zehu. The additional insight that we have from this statement in Shmois Rabba, as opposed to the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, what we have over here that we don't have in Shabbos, that Yira maintains the knowledge that a person gained in Torah, betahara, Yiras Hashem tehoira, the pasuk says. Without that, without the Yira, the knowledge might spoil. How does that manifest itself? A person can take the knowledge of Torah and makes it a means, a tool, to benefit himself and to benefit himself in life. It becomes a means to make money or to attain honor or positions or kavod. Through the yirah, then the knowledge has kiyum. Then it endures. Rashi kosaval hi oitzaroi. When Chazal say hi oitzaroi, hu ikar hachashuv beinav. That's the ikar. That's what's important to him. Leitzor velases gula lezikaroin. To maintain his knowledge and to remember, to recall. V'chein u kosev b'amud beis shamirat over there. Im yirei shamayim hu nasa chared lishmo v'lases. If he's yirei shamayim, if he does achieve that yirah, then he's concerned about recalling, remembering, and doing. V'im lav einu chash l'seirosei. Otherwise, he's not concerned with his tira. U'mashu kosev, when Rashi writes his words, l'ases segula l'zikaroin. To do something to maintain his knowledge, to remember what he's learned. It's along the lines of that Gemara over there. The Gemara says, "Chayvel b'vnei katan yaseh le'segula." A person's chayvel, a minor child, so the child cannot receive anything. He cannot receive compensation like an older child can receive. So, what is the din when a person does that? How does he compensate the child? So the answer is yaseh le'segula. My segula. What does that mean? Rav Chisda Omar Sefer Torah. Rabba Baravunama Dikla, a palm tree. What does that mean? Hainu davar shachshavish lakatan peros mem. The common denominator is something that the katan gets the usufruct, he gets the benefit now. Uchshigdal, you look, and when he's older and he's a godel now and he can acquire, then he acquires the actual item itself. So he's got the peros now, later on he has a keren. Umiskaven Rashi kanrima. Rashi here, who says this idea of segula, means ki yirei shamayim o yiseh segula l'torah shelomed. What he's doing, yirei shamayim, is achieving this. Shelomed she'achshav yeh lo haperos mitorah soi, leavin bechol makom la'aseis. Now he has a peros from the Torah that is acquired, to understand, to do, to use, ulasid yeh lo hakeren. Later on, he'll have the keren because it won't spoil. Al ha'meimra hashniyah kasheh lanu leavin. We have the following kasha on the second statement, that of Rova. Shalim es adam bevoi ledin be'ilam ha'emes. A person is coming to Din in Olam HaEmes. They ask him, Oysan Sheva Sheloi, they ask him these seven questions, Nasata Venasata Be'emunah, Kavat Itim Latera, etc. Uvoidkim Oysay Adkam Oitzi Kol Kuchesa Ve'lapuel. What they're testing to see is the extent to which the person utilized his potential. Im Emunah Sa'esa Befoyal, was his Emunah proper? In the actual business deal, was he faithful? Not just in theory. Shelorok he'emin, he believes, El hayano yiseh v'noyisen be'emunah. He actually dealt, he did his business in Emunah. Furthermore, im lo yirak he'emin she'yavo Mashiach, not enough that he just believed that Mashiach will come, ela tzipa lo bechol yom. The question is, tzipisa l'yishav, were you waiting for it actively? Im lo yirak yada ma she'lamad, ela haya mefalpel bechokhmah. Not just did he know, acquire knowledge, ela pilpalta bechokhmah, did he develop it, extend it? And even if everything is a mash before, he actualized all the potential that he had. As we said, there's a Gemara that said, Yiras Hashem, then good. And then Chazal illustrate this with a person who takes the chitim bli kav chumtin, without the preservative, shem alulim lehaslia. They might, worms, yeah, become infested. We're talking about the person who's brought to judgment, Olam HaMes, is already dead. Umasav to him amdulu adyom Moshe. Clearly, his ma'asim endured until the day of his death. He didn't renege and didn't go back. Ve'enot kol chashash iskalkelu. There's no more chashash now that he's dead that the deeds will rot. So after the seven questions, why do we still need to check whether Yiras Hashem Yetzer, whether he had that container? Answer. Uvechach, necessarily we have to answer. Ki he'ader ha'yir'a einu ragorim lekelkulach hazman. The lack of yir'a is not something that will cause spoilage later on. Hela ma'asim ekva mekulkalim. We're forced to say that what Chazal are teaching is that without the ira, the deeds are already, to a certain extent, spoiled. Ki be'en ira in kan tahara. Without the ira, there's no tahara, connecting to that midrash, iras Hashem tehoira. Umasim bli tahara in ba'im kiyum, as we said, deeds without tahara don't endure. Im ein kiyum, without kiyum, hem domim li shtar she'enu mekuyam. It's like a shtar, a document that hasn't been validated, v'nitan le'ar'ir alav, and one can undermine it, one can attack it. Again, yira is the kli for the knowledge that a person acquired and the ma'alois, the achievements, the levels, the midois that a person has acquired. Furthermore, it doesn't just contain, it's a kli that improves the content. We've used this image before. Like we find with wine, that an earthenware utensil doesn't just hold the wine, it improves it. If you look at Rashi on that pasuk in Yeshaya Lamed Gimel that Resh Lakish quotes, Rashi says, "Yiras Hashem shetira milefanav, hi oitzar toiv, liposach lecha meitoi al yada." The author explains, "Yiras Hashem poisachas itzav, Yirah opens a treasury." It's a treasury of siyata d'shmai, of divine assistance and outpouring from above. Mi shiyesh liras shamayim. So the person who achieves this, ziva shel siyata d'shmai, that light of siyata d'shmai, shere al yediyas haTorah v'al ha'masim tovim shiloi. That light rests upon his knowledge of Torah that is acquired and his ma'asim tovim. Uve'en yira, the opposite, if he doesn't have it, anu mevinim she'en kan lo'i tahara v'lo'i kiyum. There's neither tahara nor permanence. Adkan.